Cordoba. We drank sangria before noon and ate thick hunks of omelette, olives green as jade, spitting the bitter pips onto the plate. Sipped cafe bonbon languidly, then made retreat before the fire in the grate blazed from the live coals of Cordoba's shade into a heat like purgatory or worse. We saw the other thirsting souls disperse and, walking past, in courtyards cool as thought, blue as the winter mantle of the moon, firm flesh of fruit in corsets iron wrought, until we reached the shuttered pension. Our senses in a silken web were caught, and bodies in the tea-stained afternoon dissolved like sugar in an amber glass, a subtle darkness laced with bitterness. A church grew in the paradise of palms. Outside, the heat, drunk with a jealous rage, pounded on doors possessive of your charms, black arabesques of hair upon the page, of crisp white bedsheets and your jasmine arms, forming the soft bars of a scented cage. Out on the steps of the mosquito sat a Roma beggar in a broad-brimmed hat, shielding a face closed like an ancient tome bound in dark leather, while his flesh was hung up in the window of that butcher time. Only in longing were his eyes still young, his fingers slumped around a sprig of thyme he sold to passing tourists. On his tongue, a small dry song he offered for the arms that memory bestowed, her jasmine arms. Cicadas roared, the sharpened rays of Sol Invictus pierced stone shoulders of the day, as banderillas do a skewered bull. Dusk stained the dusty sheets of our love play. The ancient art of blood and sun is cruel. Fine fabric of the beautiful display catches the heart that bellows deep and fights the sun god Mithras in his suit of lights.